Fighting for her political survival, but Liz Truss wasn't in Parliament on Monday as the opposition was granted an urgent question.
To ask the Prime Minister to make a statement on the replacement of the Chancellor of the Exchequer during the current economic situation.
Mr Speaker, with apologies to the Leader of the Opposition and the House, the PM is detained on urgent business.
Hiding away. Dodging questions, scared of her own shadow. Yeah. The lady's not for turning up.
Truss was there later on to hear her new finance minister give more detail on a huge change in direction.
The Prime Minister and I agreed yesterday to reverse almost all the tax measures announced in the growth plan 3 weeks ago that have not been legislated for in Parliament. So I've decided that the basic rate of income tax will remain at 20%, and it will do so indefinitely until economic circumstances allow for it to be cut. Taken together with the decision not to cut corporation tax and restoring the top rate of income tax, the measures I've announced today will raise around £32 billion every year.
Hunt's also announced the government's move to cap energy bills will only last 6 months instead of 2 years, with a review next April. This leaves a Prime Minister clinging on to the job she only took up last month. After weeks of negative reaction to her mini-budget, with mortgage rate rises for millions of people, she may have bought herself some time.
Markets like what they're hearing. Whether or not this is good for the economy in the next 3 to 6 months, well, the jury's out on that.
Liz Truss fired her finance minister Kwasi Kwarteng last Friday, and their joint project, chasing growth via tax cuts funded by massive borrowing, has effectively been ditched.
Behind the scenes in Westminster, many Conservative politicians are rushing to find a unity figure to replace Liz Truss and revive the party's standing with the public. But it's far from clear whether they can avoid further turmoil or, in fact, an early general election. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera, London.
Well, Ian Blackford is a Member of Parliament and leader of the Scottish National Party in the British Parliament. He joins us now from London. Thanks very much for being with us. So let me ask you, first of all, your reaction to today's events in Parliament.
Well, it's quite extraordinary, isn't it? Because what's been referred to as Trussonomics has been trashed. It's been put into the bin, and everything that the Truss government brought forward with that financial statement a few weeks ago is no longer there. But let's not forget that the damage that this has caused, these unfunded tax cuts, ended up with a financial crisis, with a run on the pound, with the Bank of England having to step in and buy bonds to stop pension funds crashing. But ultimately what it does mean is that millions of people that will be renegotiating their mortgages are facing sharply higher rates. What's been estimated by the Resolution Foundation is people paying thousands of pounds more in mortgage costs. And the blame for this lies with the Prime Minister. She needs to accept the responsibility of the chaos that she has caused. And quite frankly, tonight, I think what the British public want is to see that this government is calling time on itself. There ought to be an election and an opportunity to send those that have been responsible for this mayhem out of office.
Well, you say that you want there to be an election, but this government still has a decent majority in Parliament. They are severely behind the Labour Party in the polls. There's really no incentive for them to call in an election, is there? No matter how much parties like yours want one. What are the chances of that at this point?
I think at some point, those in the Tory party have got to understand their responsibility to everybody right across these islands. They've trashed the economy. They've created financial hardship. We know that many people are going to struggle to heat their homes, put food on the table, and in some cases, whether or not they can stay in their homes with rising mortgage costs. And they are largely to blame for a lot of the problems that we are now facing. And I must say that tonight we're facing the possibility of continued austerity. And this is on the day of National Poverty Day, when so many people in the United Kingdom are really struggling so much. And we know that the financial support, which is so necessary, is now only going to be there for 6 months. So I think it is obvious that we need to bring this government's tenure to an end. And of course, on the day that we're talking about the shambles of the Tory financial management, the loss of credibility, both here but internationally for international investors, because let's not forget the UK has a massive current account deficit that needs to be funded by foreign investors, but that credibility in the UK has been shot to pieces. But on that day, the Scottish Government in Edinburgh has published an economic paper on our future, an independent Scotland back in Europe, using our green energy resources to make sure that we power our economy, to drive investment, to make sure that we improve living standards in an independent Scotland. What a contrast with the shambles that we have here in London tonight.
There are those, though, who will say that Jeremy Hunt did something to steady the ship somewhat, given the, as you say, shambles of the previous Chancellor's proposals. Is that not something to be welcomed, at least in the short term?
Look, I welcome the fact that the Chancellor has made a statement, because the harsh reality is that the bond buying programme of the Bank of England finished last Friday. The government were really forced to do this today by the financial markets as much as anything else, because we needed to see stability restored. And the only way of doing that was putting to bed the proposals that the Conservatives have brought forward for unfunded tax cuts, something that I think even an A-level economics student could have told them before the mini-budget, that this simply wasn't going to work, and you couldn't put the financial markets in the position that they had done. So they've had their head on the plate, but they must accept responsibility for the carnage they've caused over the course of the last few weeks. This has been self-inflicted, and it's been put in place by the Conservative government, and the Prime Minister must accept responsibility. The decision to cut the top rate of tax was her decision. You know, somewhere along the line, you have to accept responsibility. There has to be decency. There has to be humility. And when you're in public office, when you've done what you've done, then the Prime Minister needs to recognise herself that for her, the time is up.
Ian Blackford, thanks very much for being with us. I'll explore the political impact of Hunt's statement further now with Kevin Craig. He is the founder and CEO of PLMR, Political Communications Agency. He joins us now from London. So let's talk more about what all of this does for Liz Truss and her premiership. Today it seemed to be all about Jeremy Hunt and the fact that he has steadied the ship, at least for now. And she almost seems like a peripheral figure, like a figurehead. Can she survive this?
Liz Truss cannot survive, not just today, but basically the month since she took office as Prime Minister. And I think the fascinating thing, really, for listeners and viewers of Al Jazeera English is that today our Prime Minister was almost absent from proceedings. She was not to be found for several hours during important debates in Parliament, but her colleague wasn't allowed to say why. And I think as somebody who I advise companies in the UK and internationally on politics and what's going to happen next, the moment where things became terminally bad for Liz Truss was the press conference in the past few days, where the leader of our nation, our once proud country, looked like a rabbit scared in the headlights at a press conference, and it was the kiss of death for her premiership. And me and my colleagues cannot find any Conservative MPs that speak privately today that think she will last the week. And Jeremy Hunt, who's a very polished communicator, I think to be balanced, you're right, he did things today that have helped the markets. They've shored up our gilts and our bonds. But Liz Truss as a politician is going to go down in history as one of our shortest PMs ever. And it's a question, whatever your politics, of when, not if.
So if she can't remain in office, who follows her?
Well, there are a very small number of possible candidates to succeed her. The names that you will hear are Rishi Sunak, the former Chancellor who lost to her in the Conservative Party leadership election, but who was found to have predicted what comes next. Penny Mordaunt, who was an effective communicator in the Commons today, and also possibly Kemi Badenoch, one of the next generation of Conservative stars. But I must say, we have historically large opinion polls at the moment. No political party has ever gone on to win an election with the gap that the Conservative Party is trailing today, Labour under Keir Starmer. And Keir Starmer, who triggered some of the drama today, in him, the Labour Party this time, have a leader who's patriotic, who is trusted, and who is cutting across different parts of the country. And even when Liz Truss goes, as she will, there's going to be a hell of a job, because as the leader of the SNP in Westminster just said, millions of British people are going to pay up to £500 a month more because of a political speech. That's not my personal political view, that's the reality in the market. And we've never seen that.
Good to get your thoughts on that. Kevin Craig joining us there from London. Thank you.